Hello and welcome to a very special episode of The Laydown. My name is Ryan and I am so excited for you to listen to this episode. Emily Henry is back on the podcast. Elizabeth, our events coordinator, joined me in interviewing New York Times bestselling author Emily Henry about her latest romance novel, Book Lovers. Emily Henry is an absolute delight, and we could have chatted with her all day. Elizabeth and I both loved Book Lovers, and I think you're going to love this interview. Enjoy! Hi, Emily Henry. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we are so delighted to chat with you. I know Elizabeth just told me we sold out of Book Lovers on Tuesday.
Wow. That is wild.
We're pretty excited. Lots of pre-orders. Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. Thank you. Thank you for selling my book.
We were very excited. We were hyping it up and it worked.
Thank you.
But for the folks who maybe haven't read it yet, I wonder if you could give us a little bit of an elevator pitch for it. Tell us about the new one.
Yeah. So Book Lovers follows Nora Stevens, who is this uptight, ambitious literary agent from New York. And she has her life like pretty organized and it's good. And she likes it. She loves her job. She works kind of nonstop. But the one thing that is just not working out in her life is her romantic life. She keeps getting dumped over and over again by these men who should be perfect for her, who she's very carefully like whittled down and chosen. They keep dumping her for women who are totally different from her. They basically like, it's happened to her four times at the start of the book. Men keep getting, who she's dating, keep getting sent out of town for business to small town America and falling in love with like the local baker or innkeeper's daughter or whatnot. And so Nora's younger sister, Libby, who's a big romance reader, is like, you need to go and have your own small town transformational love story the way that your ex-boyfriends keep doing. So she talks Nora into going to this small town outside of Asheville, North Carolina with her for a month for a sister's trip. And while they're there, they're going to complete all of these like small town romance novel tropes and events and all of that. But she keeps running into her nemesis from back in the city, which is really disrupting everything. And that is Charlie Lastra, a book editor who she does not have a good relationship with. He rejected her client's biggest book years before. And ever since then, she has really disliked him.
I love this book. I know Elizabeth loved this book.
Thank you.
The very first, like, it was an intro chapter one where she's like, I am the background character in romance novels. I'm the one who gets dumped. And I'm like, I love this already. I love because it's like the backstory of a romance novel. And I was like, this, you always, it's almost like a fractured fairy tale.
Yeah. You know, yeah. It's like a fractured version of a romance.
Because very popular in the past decade has been you take a fairy tale and you take like the villain or a side character, like Cinderella's evil stepsister or the wicked queen, and you tell their story.
Yeah.
And that's a fractured fairy tale. So this is a fractured romance novel.
No, you're so right. You're so right. It really is like humanizing a certain character that we see over and over again. And we're always like supposed to root against her basically. Right. And it's very, it's very much that. You're so right.
And even though she starts out as the villain and you're hearing her story, I love how unapologetic she is about who she is. She's like, I have to walk up this line. I'm still wearing heels. I still want to exercise. I miss my Peloton, you know? And she's like, I don't want to wear flannel. I don't want to do any of these things. I like who I am.
Yeah. I like that she doesn't, at no point does she change herself to get the guy.
And you know, it's funny because I really do love like all of the tropes of that kind of fish out of water, like small town story. Like I love that as a reader and viewer, like I enjoy it every single time. But when you see enough of them, you really do start to be like, what are we saying about women who love high heels here? Like it's pretty, I mean, I feel like it's less rare lately. Like, you know, the literary landscape is changing so much, but to have someone who loves high heels and like, she'll probably get Botox in a few years. And we're not going to like demonize her for that. That's just like, she wants to do that. Let her do that.
Absolutely. I love her.
She knows what she likes. Yep. She's not afraid of it.
Yeah.
So, and not the character not changing is, you probably are already going to talk about this, Ryan, but she does not want children. I love that nobody in this book spent time trying to tell her that she was wrong.
Yeah.
She's allowed to not want children. And everybody's like, oh, okay. I actually sold several copies of this book to people by saying there is no baby in the epilogue.
Yes. Because
so many romance novels are just like, okay, well, I'm child-free and I don't know if I want children or I dislike children.
Right.
And at the end, they're just like, surprise, a baby made your family complete.
Right.
And that's not necessary. I know several friends who are child-free and they're just like, I don't feel seen in some of these books because I don't feel the need to have a child. And she doesn't in this book either.
Totally.
And nobody pressures her for this. And that's also not to say that she does not love her children, love children.
Yeah. Her nieces, she's obsessed. Yeah. They're so cute.
I feel like so many women like want the opportunity to be the fun aunt. Like so many of us are like, I don't think I want, you know, it's the same thing as like, I mean, it's not the same thing, but you know, it's like a lot of people like don't want to get a pet, but they still want a pet sit. They're like, I don't have any of the responsibility. I just get to like snuggle. I don't have to train this dog to like not like pee in the house. And with kids, it's like the same thing. It's like, I don't want the sleepless nights, but I want to like take your baby to a theme park.
Like,
out of context, that's so creepy.
Well, I said this, I love other people's dogs.
You know,
I have friends who are just like, I love other people's children.
Right.
And her life is actually full of love. She and her sister are so loving. They're so close.
Their bond is beautiful. I really, really loved that, you know, they're dealing with grief. They're dealing with life challenges and their relationship. Like, I like that she's like, something's going on because we're not like totally in sync right now.
Yeah.
We're still getting along. We're not fighting. Like, but like, she can tell that they're not like on the same wavelength and that's how close their bond is. I love them. I love them.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I think that's such a real thing. There are a lot of, I mean, I'm a very conflict averse person and I think a lot of us are, and you know, you're not going to know something's wrong because I'm like suddenly arguing all of the time. Like, so I think that was kind of fun to write like these two people who, who just know each other well enough. Like you were saying that it's like, they can pick up what's not being said. And I'm really glad that came across. That makes me feel very good. So thank you.
100%. Yeah. I wanted to ask, so, in this book, Nora always reads the last chapter first to see if she wants to continue reading. Do you do that? Is that a thing that you do?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I know people who do, and it's, you know, like, I thought Nora definitely would do this. She'd be like, is this a waste of my time? No, for me, I love to be like, you know, I'm the person who loves like all of the polarizing books that make half of the people like throw the thing across the room. I mean, I really love that. Like, I love to be surprised. Even if I don't like how things turn out, I just find that to be like a really delightful experience. And I'm always, I think, just as a writer, really impressed when someone is like willing to do that, because you know, if you're giving some kind of like third act twist, whatever, you just know that there will be a lot of people who are like, that ruined the whole thing for me, but they're trusting their gut and, you know, writing the story that they feel like they need to write. So no, I want to be surprised. And it's funny, cause it's like, you know, I'm writing romance novels, you know, I'm going to give you like the happily ever after, but I still like, as a romance reader, want to be surprised about what that looks like.
Yeah. I was wondering, cause I was like, I don't judge people who do it.
Yeah.
I know people who do it, but I also could never.
Well, and no, definitely not. And Charlie, you know, Charlie's the opposite in that, like, if he really loves something, he'll just like stop.
Yes.
And I do that with a lot of shows I have never finished because I was loving it too much. And then I got to the end and I just wanted to put it off. And then that pressure grew and grew and grew. Like, I think I finished Schitt's Creek like a full year, maybe longer after it aired. And like, I was watching it, like, I was watching it as like all the seasons were airing. I was following along with it, you know, and then suddenly it's like the final season. And I was just like, I can't do this. I'm not emotionally resilient enough for this.
Once, I get that. Yeah.
Once you finish something, there's no more good thing waiting for you. So there's always the hope. There's always the hope.
Exactly. You know,
Yeah.
But you can stretch it out for years.
Over the last 2 years, we've learned now is the time to use the good things. You use the good plates. If you craft, you use the good fabric or paper, you read the good books.
You burn the candle. I know. Yes, I was just having this conversation. Yeah. With Jasmine Guillory, who I guess is like a huge candle aficionado. And she was saying like, she'll just be looking around and she's like, down to 30 candles, better get more. And I was just like, it makes me so happy to think of you buying these candles and that being your splurge item, but then also burning them. You're not hoarding them. You're like living the candle. And that's, I think that's a beautiful way to live.
I love that. Use the thing, do the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also wanted to ask, so Nora's client writes a book with a character who is very clearly based on Nora. Nora has a minor freak out for a little bit. She gets over it. Have you ever based a character on someone and they've noticed?
Oh my gosh. Like? Yeah. Okay. So in Beach Read, Shoddy is based on my best friend and I didn't tell her. And so she just like, I think I probably sent her an early copy and she like never stops bragging about me to all of her friends. So she makes them all buy and read my books and like is basically a proud mom, but all of them too will be reading and be like, this is you, Shani is you. But I knew she would love that. I knew she would not be like freaked out by that. I did just read, it's not published yet, but I read a manuscript of my really good friend who wrote this murder mystery, and it's all about writers. And it's so funny in like this very dark way, because there's so many little details where I'm like, okay, I know like this character isn't that writer that we know, but like that detail is something that you definitely pulled from them. Or like, she had one story in it that's like something that happened to me, which was like going to a conference with a much more popular writer who's a friend of mine, or at the time, like, you know, now I feel like I'm a book talk writer. I don't even know what popular is anymore, but like he was so much bigger than me, and like going to this event and having people come up and like shove their phone at me to like take a picture of them together and just kind of like wordlessly crying and me being like, okay, yeah. And she included that because we both thought that that was like a really funny, like, portrait of what being a writer feels like all of the time. So I love that kind of stuff. And like, you know, Nora's an agent and loves her Peloton. My agent loves her Peloton. So yeah.
That's incredible. I love that. So I know we're wrapping up. I know you have a busy day today. Before we do, two quick questions. Mm-hmm. One, was there a favorite scene to write? And two, have you read anything recently you would like to recommend?
Ooh, okay. Favorite scene to write. Honestly, like I think the scenes with Nora and Libby were some of my favorites to write.
Snark. Yeah. The snark back and forth.
They're so I love cute. Them. And I think, when they went to, they go to like a community theater production.
Yes.
And I just like, it just was like, it. I've just been in that approximate scenario so many times with good friends where you're both like, I can't make eye contact with anyone. I can't do anything. Like I'm just sitting here like shaking, trying not to laugh. So that was really fun to write.
I love that.
And as far as what I've loved lately, I have to look over here. The Hacienda by Isabel Cañas is like a Gothic that just came out yesterday as well. And it's fantastic. It was pitched as Rebecca meets Mexican Gothic. And I loved both of those. Mm. And then also out next week from, I'm not sure when this is airing, but out on May 10th, I believe, is Emma Straub's new book, This Time Tomorrow. And it's so good. I love
Yay!
It.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Well, Emily, I will let you go, but thank you so, so much for hanging out with us. It was so nice to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Congrats Bye. On Book Lovers.
Thank you.
Huge thanks again to Emily Henry for joining us on the podcast. Book Lovers is available now from Gibson's Bookstore. You can email us about the podcast at thelaydownpodcast@gmail.com. Our website is gibsonsbookstore.com, and we're also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and we'll put those links in the show notes along with all of the books that were mentioned during this episode. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll know when we upload our next episode, and consider leaving us a nice review. Until next time, we'll see you in the stacks. Bye!